Hi, I'm Hannah Levine. You are listening to Linda Ronstadt Day here on KXEI. At the Tucson International Mariachi Conference last May, Mayor Regina Romero dedicated the Tucson Convention Center's Music Hall to singer Linda Ronstadt. It was renamed in her honor. The entire ceremony was full of wonderful words about Linda's impact here in Tucson and far beyond. But the key moment in the ceremony that brought the house down was Giselle Aubrey of Mariachi Aztlan, who performed Linda's hit Blue Bayou. Linda was exiting the stage when the song started, and then she stopped to hear the performance and sang along with Aubrey. We had a moment to sit down with Aubrey and talk about that experience. Hi, Giselle. Welcome to the show. Thanks for agreeing to talk to us today.
Hi.
It's so great to have you here and discuss this amazing moment you had with Linda Ronstadt. But first, for context, I'm wondering about your history with mariachi. How did you get involved with it? Why did it mean so much to you? And why did you pursue it so passionately? I would assume when you get to the point where you're singing to Linda Ronstadt, you've taken it pretty seriously. So tell me a little bit about that backstory.
I actually started mariachi at Davis Bilingual. I've always loved to sing. So I would sing at Davis, and Dr. V, he was the mariachi instructor at the time. He really wanted me to be a part of his mariachi, and I had never even considered to be in mariachi before. So I accepted and I joined the mariachi, but I joined under the instruction of Jaime Valenzuela. So that's where I really started my mariachi career. And I just really fell in love with it. I love singing, and I feel like it really connected me to my Mexican culture. So I really did fall in love with it, and I've just never wanted to stop. So I've continued like pretty much my whole life. I started off in Aguilitas, and then I went to Milagro, and then I also went to Estrellas, and I also was a part of Mariachi Pumas, the Ross Scrooge, where I later joined Mariachi Aztlan, the Pueblo High School, and now I'm with Mariachi Sonido de Mexico.
Wow. Okay. I want to talk to you more about that. You've had such an impressive career trajectory already. But I do want to ask you about that very special moment with Linda. So you began singing Blue Bayou and Linda was leaving the stage, but she stopped in the wings and she turned around and engaged with you quite a bit. It really looked like you had a really special moment with her. Can you take us into that moment and describe what it was like for you?
Yeah, when we first got on the stage and the mariachi started playing and I started singing, I was a little bit confused on what was going on because I actually thought she was going to stay on the stage. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I just went up there and I was going to sing to her, but then she was leaving and I was like, oh, I don't really know what's happening right now, but I'm just going to sing to the audience because she's leaving. So, but I kept looking back just in case she came back. You know, I just wanted her to, I don't know, I wasn't sure what was going on, but the mariachi started playing and I started singing, but someone was still talking, so it was a little confusing and, you know, everyone was looking around like, what's going on? But then we restarted the song and I started singing it again and I kept looking over to my side where Linda was. Like, I wasn't sure if I should go over there, if she was okay with that, so I just kind of stood in front of the audience singing to them. And then I got away from her cousin telling me that I could come over. So I then went over and I started singing to Linda. And once I stopped singing, she told me that she pulled me in for a hug and she told me that I sang it beautifully and that she loved it. And then I proceeded to sing, like, you know, the rest of the song. And then the song ended. And at the end, she told me, you know, I used to sing that song in Spanish too, Lago Azul, and she started singing it to me in Spanish, and I just thought it was the coolest thing.
Oh.
And that night, yeah, it was so cool. And that night I went home and I listened to it, and I wanted to start learning the lyrics in Spanish so I could sing it for her in Spanish. Like, you know, at gigs, I just want to get reminded of when I sang to her and singing in Spanish. And actually, when I was singing, a lot of people don't know this because they know that she was mouthing the words with me. Everyone thinks she was just mouthing it, but she was actually singing it.
Wow.
And she wasn't just singing the main melody. She was actually singing the harmony with me. It was pretty remarkable moment. I was shocked.
Wow. Well, you have a story to tell for life now. That's amazing.
I do.
Well, and it also sounds like it was, I love hearing about these moments because it sounds like it was inspiring in two ways. She was moved by your performance to then sing along with you, and you were obviously motivated to get even deeper into things. Tell me a little bit more about what you're doing now with the new mariachi troupe.
Yes, so I recently just joined Mariachi Sonido de Mexico. I'm going to be performing with them, and I've been able to work with a lot of great people like Beto. And now we put on a lot of shows, you know, with Julie. And I've been exploring new areas in the mariachi community that I have never really seen before, because Sonido is a professional group, and I've never been in a professional group as like this. So I'm definitely learning a lot of new things, and I'm also planning on joining Mariachi Arizona at the U of A. I'm going to start that in August, so I'm excited for that. And I'm sad to leave Aslan, I really am, but I am going to Albuquerque with them this week, so I'm not completely done with them. But yeah, I'm going to continue with Mariachi Sonido now.
I've been speaking with Giselle Aubrey of Mariachi Aztlan, and now also involved with, tell me the name of your group again, sorry.
Mariachi Sonido de Mexico.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I wish you much continued success.
Of course. Thank you so much.